From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. With U.S. cattle inventory at the lowest level in more than seven decades, farmers and ranchers are facing uncertainty about the future. Chad Smith has more on what market conditions can tell us.
A pair of recent market reports paint a picture of cattle on feed supplies remaining steady even as cash cattle prices move higher. Barrett Nelson, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the cattle on feed report is a good indicator of what's coming in the market.
A lot of that has to do with kind of what's been happening with our cattle on feed numbers. And I think it's important for individuals to remember, farmers to remember that our cattle on feed numbers currently are not really bullish, but there's some things happening in there that can kind of lead people down another direction.
Nelson says that despite higher cattle supplies, overall market conditions mean that cash prices aren't necessarily going down.
Overall, cattle on feed came in at 11.6 million head. Now, this is pretty close to where things were at this point last year. Placements were down around 2%. Marketings were up around 2%. There's a lot of fed cattle on the market right now. There's also good packing margin occurring right now. Having a lot of those cattle available, typically when we think of higher supplies, we think of lower cash prices. But having those packer margins a little bit high right now has allowed them to kind of bid for that.
Nelson says that these continually high retail prices could eventually lead to consumers shifting demand away from cattle to other protein options like chicken and pork.
Up to this point, since that July timeframe, now we've seen record highs made in a total of six of the last 7 months of this year entirely. So going back even a little bit further behind that July. And so meat is still going up. Right now, I don't think the overall choice in the beef cutout can go a whole lot higher before we start seeing some consumer demand shift away. You know, our consumers are getting tired. The inflation story has gone on for quite a while now. These higher prices are exhausting.
For more information, go to fb.org/market intel. Chad Smith, Washington.
USDA Conservation and Safety Net Program. More on that when we come back.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Kansas Farm Bureau will celebrate its 106th annual meeting December 7th through 9th in Manhattan. On Saturday, enjoy a night in Vegas at the KFB Foundation fundraiser event. On Sunday, informational workshops, trade shows, vendors, and silent auction will be open to attendees. On Monday, voting delegates will debate and adopt policy statements for 2025. Elections for KFB president and board members will also take place. Please register through your county coordinator. For a tentative agenda, visit www.kfb.org/annual meeting. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
I've spent a lot of time in the cabs of tractors this month as we continue our marathon of fall harvest. While I've had this extra tractor time, I've also been away from other important tasks. If I'm not in a tractor, I've been driving through the countryside in a truck, pulling equipment to the next field. The other afternoon, my daughter was in the truck with me while I was pulling the fuel trailer to a field. As we approached a tree-lined portion of the dirt road, she stopped talking and just looked out the windows until we drove through the trees full of changing leaves. "You know, Mom," she said, "I think this is the most beautiful time of the year." I couldn't argue with her. The trees are at just the right point of the season where the green summer leaves have turned to the bright yellows, reds, and oranges that are synonymous with autumn. They glisten in the afternoon sunlight while moving with the wind, still clinging to the tree branches, suggesting there's plenty of life remaining before winter arrives. Everywhere I look right now, there's a warm and fiery palette presenting itself to viewers. The background colors of those most beautiful leaves complement the natural warm hues of the soybeans and sorghum fields still awaiting harvest. It truly is the most beautiful time of the year.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.